From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
You know, I thought the whole entire universe had heard Kate on Friday make her announcement. But yesterday, talking to people, they're like, what is going on with her?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they didn't know.
Yeah.
But after months of speculation, we now know what is going on with Princess Kate Middleton's health. And sadly, it's not great news. On Friday, the princess sat down to tell the world what was really going on.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
So here's the thing. She doesn't say what kind of cancer. Mm-hmm. So of course, speculation ramped up immediately with all the doctors weighing in. Most of them shared the same opinion. It was one of two, ovarian or colon. And colon sounds right to me based on what I had heard with the IBS and the Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that is possibly what was going on. She went on to explain why she has been so coy about her diagnosis.
And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
That had to have been a tough conversation, man,
mm-hmm.
telling those kids. But if you remember, we played on Friday, I believe. TMZ Investigates did a whole thing about Kate and the situation. And two podcasters and Harvey were, well, take a listen.
There are things that I don't even want to say out loud, but there are things that I'm even afraid to say in this interview that could be potentially happening behind the scenes that Kensington Palace is trying to cover up right now.
I'm not telepathic, but I think I know what you're thinking, and I've been thinking it too.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not true, but I've been thinking it as well.
On Friday,
what the hell is he talking
well,
about?
Well, on Friday, I had suggested maybe they were talking about the affair rumors and that Prince William was allegedly having an affair.
Right.
But I think now, after hearing Kate...
Oh, come on.
I think they were suspecting that the cancer was the issue.
Well...
I mean...
There were people who thought she was in rehab.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these, I never heard that.
Oh, some of the rumors
rehab?
That...
Rehab?
Yeah. She's getting a bazillion...
Oh,
butt
yeah,
lift.
Right. We
she caught him cheating.
That.
She's getting a divorce. She's in rehab. She's in a coma.
What?
People, yes.
I missed all that.
Oh, yeah.
But
so
are you thinking
am I thinking what you're thinking I'm thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what they were thinking.
You're thinking it too, Brenna?
The bottom line.
Who's thinking?
The bottom line is we're not going to see her on Easter Sunday, as the palace first told us. In fact, we're not going to see her till she is completely recovered, and that's going to
she's be get better.
A few months.
Come on, give the woman a break. I mean, Jiminy.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
And so she's not alone either, because the entire world is rallying to support her.
In that whole stinking family, she's the only one who approaches Elizabeth. She's the only one that has that kind of class.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is. Leave her alone. Come on.
In the meantime... Her cancer diagnosis, along with King Charles' cancer diagnosis, there's something in that water there. Something's not right. It leaves the monarchy's future completely on Prince William's shoulders. Now, Queen Camilla, she's had more on her shoulders, too, as the king has canceled most of his public duties as he continues to undergo treatment for his cancer. Now, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle heard about Kate's cancer the same way we did, you guys. Right on the news, and immediately put out a statement. We wish health and healing for Kate and the family and hope they are able to do so privately and in peace. Now, my sources tell me that they spoke, that Meghan and Harry spoke with Kate. I don't know about William, if there was a conversation, but I do think something as severe as this could definitely bring the family back together.
Look, who is this guy? See this guy right here?
Yeah, who is this
guy? He's a friend of Harry and Meghan's.
I don't know if I would say a friend. He calls himself that.
He's been involved.
I would say somebody who knows them.
He's been involved with them and stuff, and he comes out and says, they're lying. She doesn't have cancer.
Oh, he said that?
Yes.
He said that she did. What?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I gotta read that.
Read this story. This guy comes out and says, they're lying. It's like North Korea, this royal family.
Oh, come on. Who's going to lie about that? They were lying about it before, not sharing it and putting out all the fake photos and the videos.
He said this after she made her statement.
Well, I don't know who that guy is, but he's an idiot.
Well, yeah.
In the meantime, on Saturday morning,
some idiotic friends too.
Kate, Wills, and the kids all went to meet Charles and Camilla at Sandringham. Mm. They took a helicopter, and that's where they will stay now. The kids are on spring break. Easter's coming, and they will stay there. And I guess if she's having a treatment, maybe it's an off week. I don't know. She didn't go into detail about her treatment. Sometimes you have to do it weekly. Sometimes you skip a week. I'm not sure, but that's where they're going to stay for the next couple weeks.
I hope this woman survives because that's, you know, that's the future of that monarchy, I'm telling you.
It really is. Yeah. Kate is the future of
the
monarchy.
Yeah, she is. And if she goes, they may not survive.
The
monarchy won't survive. I think, you know, that's the whole thing.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.